It's cool. We're going to go ahead and open the meeting. It's 2 o'clock.
Let's have a key to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And I thank you for answering our prayer last week. And our county was declared a disaster area. And we help our citizens. We pray, God, they do have a speedy and full recovery. And God, be with our commissioners today. That things work out good for this county. And so, God, we just want to thank you. You meet us every time we come to you. Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the United Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thanks, everybody, for coming today. Let the record reflect that everyone is here, for the exception of Commissioner Rockford, who is at school this week. And so he is out. And so we'll go on to the first agenda item, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the 2020 Orange County Resolution for the Indigent Defense Grant Program.
This is a once-a-year item that we are... I'm happy that we do get some reimbursement for indigent defense, and it's kind of a co-grant between most of the work is done by the district attorneys and in that department, and then it comes to the auditor's office for the expense report. Okay. So both of us have a part in that reporting. Okay.
Well, I'll read the resolution, and it's, whereas under the provisions of the Texas Government Code Section 79.037 and Texas Administrative Code Chapter 173, counties are eligible to receive grants from the Texas Indigent Defense Commission to provide improvements in indigent defense services in the county. And whereas this grant program will assist the county in the implementation and the improvement of the indigent criminal defense services in this county, and whereas Orange County Commissioners Court has agreed that in the event of loss or misuse of the funds, Orange County Commissioners assures that the funds will be returned in full to the Texas Indigent Defense Commission. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the county judge of this county is designated as the authorized official to apply for, accept, decline, modify, or cancel the grant application for the Indigent Defense Formula Grant Program and all other necessary documents to accept said grant, and be it further resolved that the county auditor is designated as the financial officer for this grant. So I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, and so I'll sign it. I need Brandy to sign it. Item 2, discussion and possible action regarding items related to the natural disaster Imelda. It's getting harder to say that. Joel is out currently right now with the with our FEMA group doing the public assistance report so that we can roll that up. Hopefully they'll finish that up this week and we can get that in. So that's kind of our step towards being able to get declared a disaster county on the public assistance side. We have gotten approved for the private assistance side, and that website is up and available now. So other than that, kind of some of the items that we're looking at is, of course, we've got our road and bridge guys are out doing some of the cleanup right now. They're kind of staying closer to the dump because their trucks are smaller and we don't have as many loads, but so we're doing that. We signed the agreement with TxDOT last week. They're just about finishing up their logistical plan on how they're going to go about that, so we look for them to start doing that any day this week is what they told us this morning. So hopefully we'll get that going, and they'll pick up it as a one pass deal. So if our media would make sure that everybody understands that they're going to be out, they're going to do one pass through the area, not multiple passes like the private company. So as soon as we can get that stuff out there, the better. They will, of course, start with the hardest hit areas first and then work their way down from there. In the meantime, if we get our public the public disaster declaration, then we'll be able to call in our actual contractor that we use to do that at that point, and that's what we'll do. So hopefully we'll get that soon. Senator Nichols was in yesterday, and we talked to him about it. We've talked to Commissioner Bush about it. I've met with all of them multiple times about trying to get this thing pushed through as quickly as possible. So that's kind of where we're at. Any other items that anybody has about that?
I just wanted to know, Judge, when you find out that date, because you said TxDOT will only pick up on a one-time thing, mm-hmm. they won't drive back and forth. That will be in the news media and the paper. I mean, that will be public.
Yeah, we'll put out a public information deal that they're picking up as soon as they let us know the day that they're going to start. Now, the thing that they won't do is they won't actually give us that list of where they're going to be. We can request it, and we'll do that. But as far as whenever they're going to start, but as soon as they let us know that, but right now they're telling us that they think they're going to be ready at the end of this, sometime this week, that they'll be ready
Super.
To start picking up.
Wonderful.
And we want to definitely get that. And I will say that a lot of our citizens have definitely taken a proactive approach, and are because the dump is getting used on a regular basis right now. People are getting the stuff out on their own, so we appreciate that. But any other things about?
Quite a bit of debris is off of the right of way that we know the TxDOT's not going to enter those. Are we starting to figure out how we're going to deal with that?
Well, we did, when I was on the phone with Commissioner Bush yesterday, we did request for a whether we're going to get the private property release like we did the last time, and then, so he said that he was going to start working on that. But that is, and if we get the public disaster declaration and we use our company, if not, then we're going to have to figure out a different plan around those. But that's what he basically told me. He'd go ahead and start that process. Anything else? All right, then we'll move on to item number 3, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listing, is also specifically as follows: $21,652.83 UTMB from the general fund 001111 54235 for contract payment due October 2019. Item B, $76,268.40 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the general fund 001 101 51270 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of October 2019.
Also for approval, October 8, 2019, from the general fund, $187,328.74. Road bridge, $17,753.54. Mosquito control, $75. Adult probation, $419.77. Airport, $227.55. Consolidated accounts, $3,266.97, for a total payment of $209,071.57.
Go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Motion by 1, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 4, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer of sheriffs from 001-111-53830 contingency of $5,983 to 001-740-57590 equipment greater than $5,000 of $5,983, purpose to correct the cost of the 4 Chevy Tahoes approved in the current fiscal year budget. Mr. Mayor, Sheriff Mayor.
This is just trying to make up the difference in what the original cost of the vehicles for. And actually, I may have to refer a penny on this. The amount that we're transferring is still not correct to get the 4 vehicles. Each vehicle is $45,357. Multiply that times 4, it comes out to $181,428. We was originally budgeted $174,245 somehow, and then you add the $59,83 to it, it only comes out to $182,28. So we're still short $1,200. If it's a big deal, we can make it work, but just that's not, that amount is not going to purchase the 4 vehicles.
Well, what we did, when we did the because the original request was 16 and you had the number associated with it, and we just divided it by 16 and come out to the 4. Okay. So that's what we were trying to get that right to the, because the you had different vehicles within the 16, right?
Yeah, there was three different prices for different vehicles, and the 4 that we're getting is all one price. Right. And so the I understand the way it was done.
Okay.
What was the budget amount again, Sheriff?
What was actually put in the budget was $174,245.
But I have
$7,000 and some change, then.
Sorry?
$7,200 and some change.
That's what
is
I
the
have.
Difference.
That's what
yes.
I got.
Yes, $7,183, to be exact. That's what, if we're going to do it to the penny on what the quote was, then we should be transferring $7,183 out of contingency to the equipment.
Could you do that? I mean, without...
I don't know, because it's already on the agenda, and I actually didn't catch it.
We can make a correction to the price. The action item is here. We just have to correct the price if we want to correct the price.
So we need to correct that to $7,183, Sheriff?
From contingency. To equipment of $7,183.
To equipment more than $5,000. So $7,183 from contingency... And $7,183 to equipment greater than $5,000.
Right.
And keep in mind, whatever the 4 vehicles bring at auction will go back into the whatever.
And that goes back into your contingency, okay.
And that should hopefully replenish. That should replenish our contingency account back.
Should,
sir.
I said that should replenish our contingency account back with that amount once we get the auction.
And all 4 of these are the Tahoes.
Yes, ma'am. That was the low quote from when we originally went out for all the bids. It just so happens that the Tahoe come back on the low bid.
They're higher. Okay.
Why would we be refunding contingency?
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it would just be building our account back. We're just actually not necessarily in the contingency account.
That would go back for the sheriff to purchase vehicles or whatnot from insurance. I mean, any of his insurance money that came back, correct?
Well, these 4 are not part of
the insurance. These 4 are not part of insurance. But yes,
some of the ones that were totaled out, you're talking about that the insurance, yes. Yeah. But I don't think that money goes back into our line
I think this goes back to general, doesn't it?
It goes back to general fund.
Yeah. I'll take it.
And I was sure you would.
But we'll keep it.
I understand.
I'm just saying. All right. So anyway, do we have... So if we want to make the correction, then just put it in a motion on the correction.
I'll move to go ahead and move $7,183 from contingency, which is 001111-53830, to 001-740-57590, equipment greater than $5,000.
And I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion by 1 and a second by 2 with the corrections on the money amount. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, 5, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through August 2019. That was in your files to look at.
Motion to accept the county auditor's report in the record.
Okay. And I'll second that.
Motion by 4, second by 2. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 6, discussion and possible action. That Kirk is quick.
He wants it over.
I'm going to tell him he's there. Discuss possible action regarding approving 1 of 3 construction companies to replace and repair the roof at Precinct 2 landfill radio room building. Repair funding to come from repairs, rentals, construction, etc. Line item 001-115-57550. Mr. Guidry.
Judge, Commissioners, this will be for roof repairs for the radio tower room at the landfill. Just for the court to choose a contractor, and we'll move forward with the repairs.
So right now we're not choosing the contractor. You'll come back.
No, y'all be choosing what contractor I'll move forward with.
I see there's quite a bit of difference in the bids. Was there any?
Yeah, I know.
I see this.
Yeah. So I assume the scope of the work was all the same.
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay.
Maybe they just saw some things as far as repairs a little bit different than the other contractors.
Ooh.
But that one, either that or he didn't want to do it.
So we
want to do it for that price.
Yeah.
So we're going with Marsh.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to figure these papers out.
Well, it looks like Barnett was a little
bit. Barnett. It's the 14,000.
No, actually, there's another one.
I didn't get the other one.
Yeah, I didn't get the other one.
Only got two.
Should be three.
We got Barnett.
We got Barnett and Marsh.
Marsh, that's the only two I have as well.
No, there's another one. There's that one that's so high.
That's Marsh.
I don't know if the...
Right here.
That's Marsh.
Is that Marsh?
Yeah, I only have two.
Then I only have two. I thought I had three, but I don't. But I talked to Kurt yesterday, and I called him, and I asked him, you know, what's in that storage building, kind of, is what I talked to.
Yes, ma'am. That's the radio equipment. It's the repeater for road and bridge and also the ham operators.
A lot of tech stuff is in there, and it needs to be dry.
Yeah, we don't
have it. What's the size of this building?
I don't have the third one.
Pretty small, isn't it?
I think she's going to see if they have enough.
But the eaves are boxed-in eaves over there, and okay. The eaves are bad shape. The building hasn't... I've been here 22 years. The building hadn't been touched in probably longer than that.
So they're probably going to have to scab those rafters.
Yeah, there might be some scabbing on the rafters. The eaves are going to have to be changed. The facial boards and the plywood underneath it will have to be changed up because it's in pretty bad shape. We're just trying to get these things fixed. That way they'll last 10 years.
Did we ever get the electrical corrected there?
I do not know.
All right. Well, so here I'll pass everything. Everybody can take a look at this one. What this is the
third bid.
And so the three bids are the one that's missing is Scarborough and Industries, and they're $12,254.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Barnett Construction is $14,280. Marsh Waterproofing is $23,000. Y'all have those bids, but here is the Scarborough one if you want to take a look at it.
Do you have any dealings with Barnett or Scarborough?
Yeah, Barnett just did the juvenile probation building. Last month, they just finished that project. We dealt with Barnett and Scarborough. Actually, all three of them, but we've done work with all three of them.
And all three of them were satisfactory?
Yeah.
Work they've done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But if all three of them were satisfactory. Then I think we look at the low bid.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. Okay.
Which is Scarborough, really.
Okay, well, y'all...
I'll go ahead and make a motion to accept the bid from Scarborough.
And I'll second that. For 12, was it 12,000 what?
Well, he's got the number.
$12,254.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion to accept the Scarborough Industries bid at $12,254. I have a motion by one.
And I second it.
And a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hey, Kurt, can you get with Clark? Can y'all, let's get that electrical lined out there, whatever it is we need to do.
Yes.
When I went out there, I was pretty sure that it just has lost the ground somewhere.
Well, the last time we went out there and checked, we took pictures and we traced out there's a junction box about 6 foot to 8 foot high on the tower, and there's some wires inside that box that are... There's no ground hooked up in one wire where there's a tire pile. Wire nut is short.
Okay.
And I sent the pictures to Mike in an email, and because Mike usually takes care of the radio tower at the landfill. And I don't know if they call repair people to go and look at the actual wiring on the tower.
Okay. Clark, can you get Kurt just make sure we get that taken care of?
Yeah, I think Kurt, I sent you an email back about that.
Okay.
We saw those pictures. They don't deal with electrical.
Well, but I don't know if that's the company or the radio tower that. I mean, we don't fool with the wires on the radio tower.
Do we have someone who's responsible other than us for those wires?
I think the radio people that don't have business in these communities.
So it's going to be on us, so we just need to get it fixed before.
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, if it goes up higher, I mean, it might be something that we have to hire a company to come do, because if the wiring is bad further up, we can't climb the tower to go.
Well, let's check that box first. Let's check that box.
Because we're kind of getting to outside of the deal of this item. So can we just get a? We'll just put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
And so that we can actually talk about that for next week, so we can actually look at some options there,
Commissioner, and see if anything's been touched inside that box.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Thank you. Item 7: Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the contract between Orange County and iDocket.com LLC and the county judge or judge pro tem to sign. This is a budgeted item with a 3-year payout on the total price. The first year payment is $43,333.34 and will come from the general machinery and equipment line item 001-105-57590. Ms. Reeves.
Okay, this is the contract for iDocket, which is the district clerk's software that they've chosen for their court software. And originally they said they weren't going to be able to get us on their schedule for probably another year. And Vicki has been talking to them, and they've said, well, they could squeeze us in November. So this is why we have the contract right now. Because they need the contract signed before they'll start working on the conversion. So the 1 year, the year one payment is $43,333.34. And then we realized after the contract, they did the contract, that they didn't include the DA interface in that. And so that's an extra $7,500 that Vicki needs the interface done at the time of conversion so that it all works as it should.
So it brings that first year cost to $5,833.34?
Yes.
Right.
And I did talk to them about delaying the payment because I know you said don't spend any money.
Till after January. Till January.
They put on the contract January 1st. I feel like if we get the paperwork going, by that time, then they'll be okay with whenever they receive their payment. Because the only thing that I asked was could we pay it in January.
Well, and they made
barely
it
in January.
They made it January, but it's January, so we're good.
No way we'll be here January 1st anyway. So.
As far as the $7,500, I mean, I can probably get that out of my budget somewhere, even though it's not budgeted. I don't know if we need to vote on that or say that right now.
Whenever we pay for it, I guess we'll do a line item transfer, and then we'll note that. So if you're short at the end of the year, maybe we can come back and help you out.
If you need something. But the first year is the $43,333.34 was a budgeted item. And then, of course, the second year, if I've looked at that, the second and third year payments of $66,583. And it breaks that down between the license fee and the software maintenance cost. And then year four is $38,250, which is just the software maintenance fee altogether. So that's the payout on this thing. He said he wanted one, was looking through that.
So is the whole thing due January the 1st, including the $7,500?
Well, the only thing that's due on January 1st is the $43 plus the $7,500.
Yes, that's the first year.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
And then the... And then you have had a chance to overlook the contract, everything was good.
Yes, I made a few minor non-substantive changes.
Okay.
And the copy you have is the correct copy.
Is the correct copy. All right. Make sure I'm signing the right one.
I'll make a motion that we approve the $43,333.34. It was a budgeted item.
What's actually on the table right now is not the payment, but approval of the contract.
Right, exactly. Contract. But we're not going to pay it till January.
Right.
Okay.
So at that point, it'd come on the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
And you're not including the $7,500.
But no. that, You're not including the $7,500?
Well, I thought she said that she would find it in her budget, and if she ran short, we would do a line item transfer then.
Well, I'll probably have to, when January comes, I'll probably have to transfer the $7,500.
We would deal with it at that time.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's clear that the $7,500 is in the current contract. So okay. if you're moving to approve the contract, you're including the $7,500 interface.
They have to.
Just the payment won't take place till January.
So we're going to, I mean, y'all want to do the $7,500
too? I don't think we have.
I don't think
we have much of a choice. Sooner or later.
I can explain what the interface is if you're curious.
Well, it's the software that links it all together.
Yes.
So it reads each other.
Yes. Everything that the district attorney's office puts in every time a new indictment comes in or anything, the district clerk's office would have to start from scratch in creating every new case without that.
Okay. So do you want to?
I make a motion we approve the contract.
Okay. And
authorize the judge to sign the same.
Correct.
I'll second that.
All right. So I have a motion by four, a second by one. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Need that Jeopardy music. This is, it's just me.
And it's not even me signing.
Him.
Not her. He looks like her.
It's not me.
Her far down.
Okay.
All right, item number 8, discussion of possible action amending 2 of the voting locations on notice of the election for the November 5th 2019 constitutional amendment as follows. A, from box number 31, Mauriceville Assembly of God, 11477 Highway 12, Mauriceville. 2, box number 31, Mauriceville Volunteer Fire Department at 10691 North Highway 62, Mauriceville. And B, from box 34, Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, 1600 North Main Vider. 2, box number 34, Raymond Gould Community Center. Ms. Barrows.
We're going to move this location, of course, from the flood, from Wilda. And the location at Mauriceville Assembly of God will not be opened in time for the November election. And the Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church will not be opened in time for the election. So I move that we move that box, it's close to the Mauriceville Fire Department. Most of the churches in that area, of course, we can't use the other two in an area they've been flooded to. So it's right down the road. So you'll have box 16 and 31 there at the fire department.
Didn't we decide, though, at one time not to use the fire department for some reason?
For early voting.
For early voting, okay.
We're still going to have it for election day, but for early voting, because we have to put so many...
That's what you said, and it wouldn't hold. It wasn't room for it. I guess there's enough for this.
Correct.
I guess my only question is Raymond Gould going to be gutted out in time for this election?
That's what I'm
thinking. Sure,
we've got it and repaired.
Answers at the 3-minute session.
He's gonna fill us in.
And then, same with the
Lord,
we're gonna move those to Raymond Gould Community Center. So you have box 19 and 34 there. And it's more logical to have
right.
I'm assuming if there was an issue that Kurt would be back there going.
Well, I hope so, because I'm fixing to vote on something I don't have an answer to yet.
Yeah.
We vote on this, I guess it will be.
All good information leads you to believe it's going to be ready, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So I just wanted to amend this a notice so we can put it in paper, so we'll have everything correct.
Okay.
So 16 and 31 together and
19
and 34.
I need a motion.
I make a motion to be able to move these boxes so that we can accommodate the people for voting for early voting. I mean, for November 5th voting.
Second.
All right. A motion by two, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding a local term rental agreement with Pitney Bowes for a mail machine. Funds are available in contract services 001-113-54130. Possible action may include authorizing county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. And this is for our mail machine in the post office, in our post box.
Right here.
And I'm assuming you've looked at that. Everything is good on our rental agreement.
It's the same one as last time. It is a 5-year contract, but that's the only offer they offer.
And we have to have this.
Yeah.
Hate signing a 5-year, but if it's the only option available, it's the only option available. So moved.
Second.
Yep. I have a motion by one, a second by two, approving the rental agreement on the mail machine. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, item 10, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not be need to be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as always, I like to add, we can not respond to any of those folks that talk if it's not an agenda item. So, anyone from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Sabrina Gray from Orange County Parks. We want to let everybody know that Clever West Park will be open to the public Monday, October 14th. We wish everybody to come out and enjoy the park weekend.
Outstanding.
Very good.
And the phone lines. You want to tell everybody about the phone lines?
The phone lines are currently, hopefully AT&T will have them repaired. They tell us by the 10th. So we're, I can take phone calls if the Expo Center's phone number, if anybody needs us. But we do have some reservations, you know, from Monday on in place. Okay. But we hope to have phone lines up next week.
Thank you.
Much anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pretty weather.
You knew that was coming, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, Kurt's standing there and he knew you were going to get up.
I'm Robert Rothschild. You know, I found it when I was going home. There's three big tank trucks of old style water coming out of Louisiana being pumped into the ground in Orange County. We're nothing but a junkyard in Orange County. Nothing but a old dirty junkyard. And the only people who can straighten this out is the five that sits up there. If you don't believe it, get out there on Sunday. They run on Sunday where they don't have to go by that truck inspection station out there. And just go wherever they want to. And junkyards are everywhere. Old used car lots of springing up like flies in Orange County. And we get no taxes out of none. Them three trucks didn't even have a license plate. Huh. You need the Texas Rangers to come in here and straighten this whole mess out. What you need. Because I don't think y'all got enough fence.
Judge, Commissioners, Community Center Invite. We have cut out 2 foot of sheetrock inside the building. We have left part of the sheetrock in the Manson Ladies Restroom for, of course, privacy. After we get to the part where we're at, we're ripping out the kitchen materials and stuff like that. When election time comes, we'll have a 2-week period where we won't be doing anything in there, but everything's been dried out. We've been testing moisture levels, on all the sheetrock. Everything looks good. We're probably going to go back with a wainscot around the inside. That way we don't have to cut 4 foot. We're just going to go 36 inches up, put a wainscot, put a trim all the way across where that seam is. And I think it'll look good. And UTMB, I talked to a guy from UTMB that came and picked up all their furniture out of their part where we could gut the walls out in there. At one time during this process, we will have to take the air handler out. So that means we would have to disconnect it, take the refrigerant lines loose and all that, because we have to get behind the unit to take the sheetrock off and all that. Hopefully at that time it's not freezing cold or too hot, but we're going to try to work as fast as possible to get the building back up and going. I think it'll be good. So far the floor looks great. The insurance adjuster came out, looked at the building. We got some numbers back on it. Looks good, but I don't think the floor is going to come up. I think they used a waterproof glue when they put that LVT tile down, and it's holding. So
that's good.
So far, so good. So I would like to mess with Tina on it, but you know, she might be inside. But thank you.
I can't ask for her comments.
I'm just going to, is it time for me to say something? Is everybody finished?
Well, we got it. So, but anyway, but yeah, thank you for all your work on that. Is there anybody else from the audience? All right, anybody from the court?
Yes. The commissioners gave me a birthday gift. And and it kind of opened my eyes to my office is not ready, nor is it looking ready. I don't think I got water inside of it this time, but it wouldn't matter if I did because they're in the floor or anything anyway. But I'm just hearing all this, and I'm hoping that it has not been put aside and that we can get started on it. And at one time I was told maybe June I would get it. One time I was told December, but June maybe. But we really need it going out there. So I think I need to be out with the people in Mauriceville and be there and have a place, not standing on the street corner. And so y'all take it any way you want to, but I just wanted to and they also on the card they signed their names, and they were this big. So they got me back. Okay, I just had to put that in at my office.
I just want to say, I know we're doing some drainage meetings, and they had some questions about whether we're going to do one in precinct one. We will, and the drainage district's putting together the final things. It'll be the end of October, but we'll push something out when we have all the details done.
And you might want to say something.
I'm just glad to hear from Kirk that our voting place will be open for the election. I think that's what I heard him say.
Do you know when the meeting is in Binder?
The 15th, 6:30 at Turning Point Church. 15th. Will be the drainage meeting in Binder.
Drainage. And the one in Orangeville, do you know, Judge?
15th, I think.
It's the, I'm going to it right now so I can get you the right date on there.
21st.
The group is the 21st. It's in Orangefield. We'll be at the Orangefield Junior High cafeteria. And then that meeting, and one of the things, I guess everybody else done enough, kind of going?
I just want to say, since we announced those dates, I'll tell you that the one for Precinct 1 is tentatively scheduled for the 29th at 6 p.m. at the LCM Auditorium. The details are still coming together, but we're not exactly there, but that's a tentative date.
Okay. I know that it's been kind of a discussion when we had the first meeting, which was in Mauriceville, about having our road and group, bridge group to be there to answer off on some questions. So they'll be there at those meetings. We'll also have, we've reached out to both the railroad groups that are affecting that area and the area south of there. We're not sure whether they're going to attend the meetings or not. They have agreed to meet with us locally first. Which is a step, because that's farther than we've gotten in a long time. So I'd like to thank Representative Dade Phelan and Senator Nichols, because they have been helping us with those contacts to get that information and get those folks to come to the to talk to us about some of this drainage issues that we have. Again, I'd like to reiterate that the regionalization of our watershed and the plans that we put in forth with that are very important. We're moving forward with that. But I want everybody to understand we will continue to work on the local projects that we can do locally with the funds that we have available, and we're going to continue to do those. And we're asking, we actually asked that the, there's some funds out there from the state level that they set the floor, which is the bottom amount of money that you can ask for, at about $5 million. That's bigger than what we need for some of our smaller projects, so we've asked them to lower that so we can ask for some of these smaller projects to be funded locally. We haven't got an answer on that. That request just went up yesterday. I sent that up yesterday. So we're going to continue to work on the smaller things that we can do locally, but we're going to, you know, but the regionalization of this is where we've got to go with this if we want to make any lasting impact on stuff that these big major rain events. On a different note, is the Orange Lions Club had reached out to us right before the storm hit about doing some pecan trees. There may be some of our lions in here that know, but they're going to have a pecan tree planting. They were donated a couple hundred trees, and they wanted some locations. I've talked to Sabrina at our parks about some possible locations, and so next week I think we're going to try to put on the agenda to have them come and talk about it, because we got to give them a number on the trees, and then they'll set up actually planting. They're free to the county. They'll go plant them. They'll do the whole thing around them. And so I think that's a nice gesture to have those, you know, planted in our area again, if especially if there's no cost. And I think our park would serve well to have those. And so if you got some other thoughts between now and next week, when it's on the agenda, that we can actually talk about, maybe if there's some other locations. They have to be 25 feet away from any major building or structure because of the way their growth pattern is. Right. And so if you come up with another idea other than the parks,
what about the
let's let those
just,
next week.
I just want to iterate and power lines.
And power lines. That's right. And so, so anyway, that's just a good deal that they're doing, and we want to make sure that we're a part of that. And you know, that's good anytime you can get that kind of stuff, and when a group helps us like that. So, other than that, debris. The debris is, if you travel these neighborhoods, and I know everybody has, but some of these neighborhoods, it's tunnel vision right now. So be very careful. We got kids in school and kids moving in and out, and people moving in and out. I said on the radio the other day, you know, we went through the storm without any major injuries or deaths. We certainly don't want that to happen now, because we got somebody that gets hit because they're in the middle of a debris pile and they're not seen. So be very cautious out there. Urge your neighbors to be cautious. We're trying to get it picked up as quickly as we can, but you still have to be cautious in the middle. So that's all I had. So.
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion by one and a second by four to adjourn. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.